It's on, yeah. I'm the senior missionary's wife, I guess you'd say, but I'm also the mother of the whole world. That's just easier to say. They ask me, are you so-and-so's mother? That's usually how I'm introduced, Joey's mother or Susan's mother or someone like that. But it's a pleasure. It is a joy to have a wonderful family and many that are serving the Lord. And what a blessing.
Amen.
And what a blessing God has given me. We have, as many of you know, have been back from Mexico now almost 2 years. I tell people semi-retired, but if you could have seen us this past 5 weeks, you wouldn't have believed that. We spent the whole month of June in Mexico with youth groups, and I was the chief cook and bottle washer for a month, and then we spent this past week with our children at the river, and then Dale's dad had his reunion yesterday, and that was a blessing. And so it's we're still busy. Sometimes I think too busy, but that's okay. I think Dale's brother was the one that said he'd rather rust out than burn out. So, or burn out than rust out. Excuse me, I got backwards. You see how tired I am this morning. And I guess I'm burning out. I'm fast running out. Okay. One of the, youth group that we had, they were studying from 1 Peter. And it was a real blessing to me to be able to sit in on one of their, devotional times this couple of weeks ago. And, this one of the leaders had the devotion that morning, and he was talking about 1 Peter 2, 11 through 16. If you will, turn with me to that passage. It really was a blessing to me, and this is kind of what got me started with the theme that I'm going to speak on this morning. 1 Peter 2, 11 through 16. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. And then verse 16 is a very special one. As free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as a servant of God. And this brother spoke about how, as Christians, we are supposed to honor our governors, honor our men in government. And then I got to thinking, well, you know, that's true. And how wonderful it is that as Christians we are free. We really are free that we can do this and still honor God. And then I thought about, well, you know, we've heard all our lives, you know, the song Born Free, you know. Well, you know, that's really not true, is it? Because we were born in sin. You know, in Psalms, and I'll just read I'll just mention these. Psalms 51:5 tells us that we're born in sin and iniquity that our mother conceived us. And then Romans 3:10, of course, says there's none righteous, no, not one. But Romans 6:17 and 18 talks about how we were the servants of sin, but now we're free and we're made free to be servants of righteousness. And so we do have freedom today as God's people, freedom and to worship as we please, freedom to obey our government. And then as we were talking about the conversation, which we know that as that's just talking about manner of living. And then we go on 1 Peter, the third chapter, the first four verses. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation or the manner of living for the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair or wearing of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. And that is, verse 4 is, I think, means a special lot to me. You know, we think about the outward so many times, don't we? We look at a person and automatically we have a tendency to judge that person because of what we see on the outside. But it speaks fairly clearly here that it should be the hidden man of the heart. In other words, it shouldn't be the outward adorning that is so important, but it's the inward man that is so important. And But we are free. And so the manner of living for a wife with her husband is so important. I think about so many times how important our testimony is in this world. Do they look at us and see us as something really different or something special? Or are we just automatically judged as being real strange? They should look at us in our manner of living and say, there's something different about that person. I remember when Dale was pastoring many years ago, we had a dear lady in our church and who was a sweet, sweet Christian, very, very faithful to the church. And she had a wonderful husband, but he was not a Christian. But he was a wonderful moral man. And he would, most of the time, he would bring her to church. And many times he would stay for our meetings. And one day, just before we went to Mexico the first time in 1958, that man came running down the aisle, tears streaming down his face, to come to, he wanted to know the Lord. He said, my wife has been such a testimony to me. She never nagged me. She never fussed at me. She invited me to come. And she's always lived a Christian life before me. And I've thought so many years has gone by, but I've thought that so many times. How our way of living, ladies, is so important.
Amen.
Not just to unsaved husbands, but to women who are looking to you to be an example. And I thought to myself, you know, really, freedom is being able to do the things that God wants us to do, but having the right kind of spirit about it. You know me and my little poems. Well, this one was written in different times. You tell, I haven't had time to copy it. I wrote it as I was cooking this week. But, you know, I was thinking about the freedom, and we were talking about seeing people say, well, you know, we're free. And in this age when women always want to be free, you know, they don't want to be in a home. They don't want to be burdened down with things. They want to be free to do what they want. And so I just, I was thinking about that and about this passage. And so this, I think God gave me this little poem I'd like to read for you. In this day of pain and sorrow, when we never know what will happen tomorrow, I seem to hear an old refrain that comes to my mind again and again. Times are better, can't you see? Why don't you know we were all born free? But then I turn to God's word and see that's a lie of Satan. We were not born free. There's none that are righteous, none that are good. We could never do the things we should. Then Jesus came and died for me. He paid for my sins, and now I am free. But you might ask, are you really free? A missionary wife? Is that liberty? So here's my answer. I'll try to say just how I am free in a very special way. I'm free to meditate while doing my dishes. I'm free to carry out my husband's wishes. I'm free to whistle while I work, my household duties to never shirk. I'm free to sing as I clean my house. I'm free to sing as I clean my home. I'm free to encourage a friend on the phone. I'm free to sit down and write a letter. I'm free to make my husband's life better. Free to encourage him, my husband, my spouse. Free to honor him as the head of my house. To make myself attractive so that when he comes home, his eyes would never want to roam. I'm free to have some time alone, a time to call my very own. I'm free to praise the Lord and sing, for he is my Savior, Lord and King. So whatever you ladies desire to be, I personally am thankful that I am free.
Amen.